supernatural help. Miracles during the Africa Cup have led Ivorians to believe that God is on their side. The people of Ivory Coast are persuaded that God is on their side as a result of their unlikely, some would even say miraculous, advance to the Africa Cup of Nations final. Due to fortunate outcomes in other games and improbable comebacks, the host country has avoided elimination on multiple occasions. For pious residents, late goals and thrilling victories against the reigning champion Senegal and later Mali in the knockout phase can only mean one thing: their divine will. He will undoubtedly lead Ivory Coast to its third Africa Cup victory, they are now certain. With God's help, it's a sure thing, Simeon Diakite stated to the Associated Press. It's a miracle of God. After overcoming an ankle injury, Sebastian Haller helped the squad advance to the final with a 1-0 victory over Congo on Wednesday. Hours before kickoff, at a service at the Chapelle de l'Externat St. Paul, a large number of believers wore the orange jerseys of the national team. Fr. Aristide Djedj, the priest, was unable to let the service end without bringing up the Elephants' semi-final game that evening. Following the ceremony, a member of the congregation named Ange Asamoy remarked, "The way the Elephants, the national team, have been advancing is only a miracle, and only God can do that. The development of Ivory Coast has been anything but normal." After the squad was on the verge of elimination following a 4-0 loss to Equatorial Guinea, its federation fired the coach and made an unsuccessful attempt to appoint a new one when Ivory Coast's performance in subsequent games allowed it to secure the final qualifying slot and go to the round of 16. Despite going behind in the fourth minute, Senegal was defeated. Even though they had one less player for the whole of the second half and extra time, they still prevailed against Mali. Ivory Coast advanced to the semi-finals after Omar Diakite scored in extra time stoppage time. According to Asamoy, worshippers bring their individual hopes to church, but they also bring their prayers, which ask God to grant them victory this evening. And this evening, God will grant us victory. Ivorians of various faiths share Asamoy's trust. According to Cy Modest, a security guard in Abidjan who was dressed in a yellow t-shirt, Christians and Muslims were praying for the same things. Everybody is praying to God to win the game, and the cup, Modest stated. We assume that God's grace has allowed us to live in Côte d'Ivoire. God is there for us. In Trikeville, Abidjan, Yama Cambra, a street hawker offering water and snacks, remarked, "It's thanks to God. We will prevail. Côte d'Ivoire is going to throw a party." Four key players for Ivory Coast were suspended for their match against Congo. However, the spectators didn't worry because they realized that no obstacle was insurmountable today. God is on our side. Because you have to have confidence to be an Ivorian and to love your nation, Lionel Kwaku stated. We believe that the trophy will remain in Ivory Coast since this is a nation that values love, happiness, and peace. The cup remains here with us. It doesn't go anywhere else because we welcome everyone here, and God knows. In Ivory Coast, where just over 80% of people proclaim both Islam and Christianity, churches and mosques are never far away. The country's non-religious citizens coexist with others who adhere to the animism that characterized pre-colonial West African communities. In Ivory Coast, there is good harmony between the different faiths. The nation's constitution demands the separation of church and state as well as tolerance for all spiritual viewpoints. Many supporters use the halftime break during tournament games to locate a peaceful spot to set up their prayer mats and pray in the back of the stands. Supporters bend their heads in unison as they kneel. However, Immerse Fay, the interim coach of Ivory Coast, is not counting on miracles. We would prefer to rely on our ability to think clearly and convince ourselves that we are acting appropriately. Because we were able to do such wonders because of our spirit. However, we cannot sit back and claim that our advancement was made possible by a miracle or that it was a sign from God, as Fay stated prior to the semi-final. We are going to have to put in the work if we want to take the cup home. The players' unwavering faith in the outcome contributed to the miracle against Mali, which did not appear out of nowhere. In the final on Sunday, Ivory Coast will play Nigeria, the three-time champion.